Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters and friends.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Today, may the Lord's grace and blessing be with all of you.
愿神的。
This morning, the topic for our learning is the characteristics of God's kingdom.
今天早上想要和大家一起来学习的题目是神国的特质。
Each country or kingdom has its own characteristics.
每一个国家都有它不同的特质。
For example, we are here in Canada.
举例来说，我们在加拿大。
To be honest, most of us were not even born here.
老实说，我们大部分的人都不是在这里出生的。
Except some younger generation who are born here.
可能只有一些下一代的年轻人，他们是在这边出生的。
Then why do we come here?
那为什么我们会来这里呢？
We have our own country, but why do we left everything behind and coming to Canada?
我们有自己的国家，但是为什么我们离开那个地方来到加拿大呢？
You ask yourself this question and you have your own answer.
如果你问你自己这个问题，你可能会有不同的答案。
And of course, the answer is very clear.
当然有一个很清楚的答案。
You think that this country is in some way, better than your home country.
因为你觉得这个国家在某些地方某个事情上是比你的本来来自于的那个国家还要好的。
This country has some characteristic that your old country or your home country doesn't have.
在这里有一些地方是你在你的家乡没有的。
Then you choose to come here and stay here.
所以你就选择要来这里而且留在这里。
If this is worse than your home country, you just go back long time ago.
因为如果这里比你的家乡还要不好的话你早就回去了。
Some people say, you know, my old country, you know, air pollution is too much.
有些人会说在我的家乡空气品质非常的不好。
Come to Canada, the air is so fresh.
我们来到加拿大这里的空气非常的清新。
Some people say the life there is so stressed out.
有些人会说我们在家乡我们的那个生活非常有压力。
We don't even have life.
是一个没有生活的。
But here people enjoy leisure, have weekend with family.
但是在这里大家都很享受生活。
Well, that is somewhat true, right?
这是有一些是事实。
But Canada also is not a perfect country.
但是加拿大也不是一个完全美好的国家。
Because in this world, there's no perfect country.
因为在这个世界上没有一个完美的国家。
You come here, you discover. Sometimes it's different than what you expected, what you think. It's still life, it's still life. Tough is tough.
有的时候你来到这里，你会发现说，其实有些地方并不是你本来所想象的。因为生活还是这么的困难。
You have worries in your old country. You come here, you still have worries.
你在家乡有一些烦恼，你来到这里，同样的还是有一些烦恼。
People get sick there. You come here, you can still get sick.
在你的家乡人会生病，你来到这里人还是会生病。
People die there. People die here.
在你的家乡会有死亡的事情，在这边也是一样。
Because in this world, there's no perfect place.
因为在这个世界上没有一个完美的地方。
But the Bible tells us there's one kingdom or one country that is far better than everything else.
但是圣经告诉我们。有一个国度是比世界上任何一个国度还要更好的。
This is called the kingdom of God.
这个就是神的国。
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国是什么？
What is the definition of the kingdom of God?
神的国的定义是什么？
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们去看路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke.
路加福音。
Chapter 17.
第十七章。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Luke 17:21.
路加福音十七章二十一节。
Luke 17:21.
路加福音十七章二十一节。
Please read.
十七章二十一节，人也不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
Here Jesus said, nobody should say, "Wow, go there to see the kingdom of God."
在这里，主耶稣说，人不能够说神的国在这里，你来看。
Or to be there, you go there to see.
或者在那边你去看。
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国是什么？
The kingdom of God cannot be seen with these eyes.
神的国是不能够用肉眼看得到的。
It's a spiritual kingdom.
神的国是属灵的国度。
Whatever in this world is physical.
在这个世界上的东西都是属物质的。
If anything which is physical will come and will disappear.
那属物质的东西来也会去。
But the kingdom of God is always there.
但是神的国是永远的存在。
So what is the kingdom of God?
所以神的国是什么呢？
The kingdom of God is where God reign and he control.
神的国就是神，神统治、神控制的地方。
And could be in your heart.
那这是在你的心里。
If God's kingdom is in your heart,
如果神的国在你的心里，
you feel so happy, no matter which country you reside in.
那你不论住在哪一个国家，你都会觉得非常的高兴。
Because I've been working and traveling, go to many many different countries.
啊，因为我的工作的关系，所以常常会需要到不同的国家。
I can say I've been more than traveling or working, living in more than 20 countries.
啊，我可以说我可能去过多于二十个国家。
Sometimes many members are curious and ask me, "Oh, preacher, which country is the best place?"
啊，有的时候信徒会问我说，传道，那你去过的国家里面哪一个是最好的
？Even if you come to Canada, within Canada, people ask me which city is the best.
是，甚至在加拿大里面，有人会问我说，在加拿大当中哪一个城市是最好的？
When I was in Vancouver, people ask me how's Toronto. When I'm Toronto, people ask me how's Vancouver.
啊，当我在温哥华的时候，人家会问我多伦多怎么样。当我在多伦多的时候，人家问我温哥华怎么样。
They always try to force me to say which place is the better.
啊，常常都会有人强迫我要说哪一个地方是最好的。
I say it's a very difficult question, right?
啊，我都会回答说这是一个很难回答的问题。
But I say everywhere can be a good place.
啊，因为每一个地方都是好地方。
If the kingdom of God is in you.
啊，如果神的国在你的心里。
If God's kingdom is in you, you are happy, you are peaceful everywhere you go. It doesn't matter.
如果神的国在你里面的话，不论你去哪里，你都非常的平安，非常的美好。
But if God's kingdom is not with you.
但是如果神的国不在你心里的话
，Even though you go to the blessed place on earth, you cannot even sleep.
啊，甚至你到那个世界上最好的地方，你还是睡不着。
You have no peace in mind.
啊，你在你的心里面还是没有平安。
So where is the best place on earth?
啊，在这个世界上最好的地方是哪里
？It's wherever God is with us.
啊，就是在神所和我们同在的那个地方。
This is called the kingdom of God.
啊，这个就是神的国。
But what in what way that God's kingdom is good can attract people?
那在神的国是怎么样好，是怎么样能够吸引人呢
？Then the Bible tells us. There's some characteristic of God's kingdom.
圣经告诉我们神的国有几个特质。
Then we can today this morning we to find out what are they.
啊，今天早上我们就来看一看这些特质是什么。
Let's turn to Romans.
我们一起看罗马书。
Chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Romans 14:17.
罗马书十四章第十七节。
Romans chapter 14:17.
罗马书十四章十七节。十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
Here tell us what are the characteristics of God's kingdom.
这里告诉我们神的国的特质的之一是什么？
Here have three characteristics.
这里告诉我们有三种不同的特质。
But before I talk about that, there's another characteristic that the God's kingdom is not about.
那也告诉我们神的国是不在乎什么。
The kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking.
神的国是不在乎吃喝。
Now, for some people, eating and drinking is very important.
对有些人来说，吃喝是非常重要的。
Because eating and drinking represent your daily life.
因为吃喝就代表了你平常的生活。
If you don't have money, you eat some simple.
如果你没有钱的话，你可能吃的很简单。
If you have riches, you go to high class restaurant.
那如果你很有钱的话，你可能会吃的很华丽。
If you don't have money, you only drink pop.
你没有钱的话，你可能只喝喝饮料。
If you have money, you should drink white wine.
但是如果你是有钱人的话，你可能是喝红酒。
And then different people have different lifestyle.
不同的人有不同的生活习惯。
The kingdom of this world, the country of this world, offer you different lifestyle, different perspective.
在这个世界上的国家，这个世界上的国度里面，它你可以享受不同种的生活方式。
Just like we come to Canada, we live a Canadian lifestyle.
就像我们来到加拿大，我们过着一个加拿大的生活。
We are more relaxed, we are more laid back.
我们可能比较放松。
We are more lovely natures.
我们可能比较有爱。
We eat and drink is different than our own country.
我们在这里所吃所喝的东西是我们在和我们在家乡所吃喝的不一样的。
But those are not the most important things.
但是这些不是最重要的。
In kingdoms of God, there are something even better.
在神的国里面有更好的。
There's a three characteristics.
在这里讲到三点。
The first one.
第一。
Is righteousness.
就是公义。
The characteristic of kingdom of God is righteousness.
神的国的特质就是公义。
What is righteousness?
什么是公义呢
？Righteousness, that means something right in God's eyes.
公义就是在神的眼中看为是对的事情。
In this life, we always ask question. Even we teach our children what is right and what is wrong.
在我们生活当中，常常会问这个问题。我们也会教导我们的孩子什么是对，什么是错。
When they were very young, we always teach our children, "This is wrong. Don't do it."
在我们孩子还很小的时候，我们都会告诉他说，这件事情是不对的。
Why you lie? If you lie, I beat you up.
啊，你为什么说谎呢？说谎是不好的。
Why you so greedy?
啊，为什么这么贪心呢？
Why you taking other people's stuff?
啊，为什么你拿别人的东西呢？
Why you so selfish?
为什么你这么自私呢？
No, we can say a lot of things that young children shouldn't do.
我们会列出很多事情是小朋友不可以做的。
But ironically speaking,
啊，但是很讽刺的说
，In the adult world, most of the adults are doing the things that we teach the children don't do it.
那我们在这个成人的世界当中，我们常常都做一些我们告诉这些小孩子不能够做的事情。
Isn't it? Ask yourself.
啊，不是吗？我们问一问自己。
Whatever you teach the children, you don't do. Actually, you do it yourself.
啊，常常我们教导我们孩子不要做的事情，我们自己却去做了。
We are selfish.
我们非常的自私。
We lie.
我们会说谎。
We are greedy.
我们贪心。
We sometimes take advantage of others.
我们有的时候会占人家的便宜。
All of these are called unrighteous.
这些事都是不公义的事情。
Of course, according to your own standard, it's not right.
啊，当然，这对于你个人自己的标准来说是不对的。
But if you compare our behavior to some higher standard,
但是如果我们把我们自己的行为和一个更高的标准来做比较的话
，which is God's standard,
就是神的标准。
Sometimes we just compare, we feel so ashamed of ourselves.
有的时候我们只是稍微做一个比较，我们就会觉得非常的羞耻。
Because if there is unrighteousness,
因为如果有这个羞耻，有一个不公义的事情
，that means they are sin.
就是表示有没有罪。
Now sometimes you turn on the TV, look at the newspaper. Sometimes just like you are studying, you just like opening a book of criminology.
啊，有的时候我们打开电视看一下，或者是我们看报纸的记载，好像就是在看一本这种犯罪的书一样。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
Look at the first page.
我们看第一页。
Wow, politician is corrupt.
我们看到说这些政治家都非常的腐败。
Look at the society page.
我们看到这个社会。
Mother killing's baby.
啊，我们看到说妈妈杀死她自己的孩子。
And then husband killed the wife.
啊，或者先生杀死自己的太太。
And then children kill slander mother.
啊，或者这个孩子杀死自己的父母。
Wow, so many killing. Everybody is killing each other.
我们看到说这么多这种杀害的事情。
And then you look at another page, business pages.
那你再看一下这些商业的新闻。
哇 ，there's so many
不好的事情。
So many greed of the big companies.
我们看到很多大公司都非常的这个贪心。
And you look at the entertainment pages.
然后看一下这个娱乐的这些新闻。
And then the movie star they keep changing their girlfriend boyfriends.
我们看到这些所谓的这个电影明星，他们不断的有新的男朋友或女朋友。
And then they marry for 3 days and then they divorce.
啊，或者这些人他们可能结婚就离婚。
三天啊。
结婚三天就离婚。
And in the society, marriage seldomly lasts for more than 5 years.
我们看到这个社会上的婚姻很少是有超过5年以上。
And there are so many social problems.
啊，我们看到社会上有很多的问题。
So many young children problems.
很多年轻人的问题。
So many marriage problems.
很多婚姻上的问题。
So many crime.
很多罪恶。
Then you ask why we are ending up like this kind of society?
我们可能会问说，为什么我们的社会会变成这个样子？
The answer is very simple. If you look at the Bible,
我们如果看圣经的话，就知道答案非常的简单。
Because sin has been ruling in the heart of man.
因为罪在人的心里面作王。
We know what is right.
我们知道什么是好的。
Even though young children know.
甚至是你这个小孩子都知道。
But when you grow up.We fail to do what is right.
但是当我们长大之后，我们却没有办法做出这些对的事情。
Because there is sin in our heart.
因为在我们心里有罪。
Sin change our character.
罪改变我们的品格。
Sin change you to be a different person.
罪让你变成一个不一样的人。
Sin make you to do something that you don't want to do.
罪让你做一些你不想要做的事情。
But keep doing it every day.
而且你每天都一直去做。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
So that's why Kingdom of God want to do something different.
所以在神的国里面是不一样的。
If you want to turn your heart to be the king of God,
如果你要转向神的国的话
，God can make your heart to be His kingdom.
神就可以让你的心变成他的国。
And it will be righteousness, something right will be there.
那就会有公义有义在你的心里面。
Sin can be removed.
你心里面的罪会被挪去。
This is a very important thing.
这是非常重要的一个事情。
How can we have righteousness?
我们要怎么样能够得到公义呢？
We have to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就要相信主耶稣。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们再看罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
23 to 25.
三章二十三到二十五节，二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，缺亏了神的荣耀。二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。二十五节，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
When there is sin in human's heart, there will be no righteousness.
在当人的心里面有罪的时候，就没有义。
When without righteousness, our heart cannot be happy, cannot be peaceful.
如果没有义的话，我们的心就不能够快乐，不能够平安。
So the kingdom of God, the character is there's righteousness there.
所以神的国的一个特质就是有公义。
You can after you believe in Jesus, you can do what is right.
在你相信主耶稣之后，你可以做这些对的事情。
Because of His blood, because of the faith on Him.
因为他的血，因为你对他的信。
Verse 25 says, "We can manifest God's righteousness."
二十五节这边说要显明神的义。
It can remove the effect of sin in your life.
就是要把你心里面的罪来拿去。
This is the first point that we have to understand.
这是我们第一要了解的。
Last week I was in the USA.
上个礼拜我去美国。
I met a young person. Actually, he is already 30 some years old.
我碰到一个年轻人，他差不多三十几岁。
And then he shared with me how his life changed after he came to know Jesus Christ.
他就和我分享他的生活在他的生命在相信主耶稣之后怎么样改变。
He came from a very rich family from Taiwan.
他本来他从一个非常富有的家庭出生。
But you know, sometimes coming from a rich family may not be a blessing.
但是我们知道说，有的时候从一个富有的家庭出来，并不一定是一个好的事情。
His family is very complicated.
因为他的家族非常的复杂。
Usually, a family is very rich also means very complicated.
通常一个很富有的家族也是一个很复杂的家族。
You have money, you have everything, but you are lacking many things.
你有钱，你有很多东西，但是你也缺少很多东西。
He's very far from the parents.
跟他的父母亲非常的遥远。
Because parents are just busy earning money, running the companies.
因为他的父母亲很忙着工作来赚钱。
And at the age of 16, 17,And then a parent said, just send him to America to study the best education.
所以在16、7岁的时候，他的父母亲就把他送到美国来念书。
Because the family has money, can afford any kind of tuition fees, no problem.
因为他们家很有钱，所以他们能够付得起不管是什么样的学校都能够付得起。
So a young boy, young man like him was sent to America to study by himself.
所以他很年轻的时候就被送到美国来自己一个人在这边念书。
But sometimes you have to understand, sending your son or daughter alone by him or herself also is very risky and dangerous.
但是我们有的时候也要了解说把我们的孩子很年轻的时候就送到国外一个人去念书也是有的时候非常的危险。
Because it's all by himself.
因为他是自己在那里。
No one can control him. No one can look after him.
没有人来照顾他，没有人能够管他。
And suddenly he finds himself he has all the freedom that Western culture can offer to him.
所以他就发现说他在这个地方有这个在西方社会所有他想要做的事情的这种自由。
So much entertainment.
有很多的娱乐。
So many different friends in the world.
他有很多不同的朋友。
And so much money that he got.
他有很多钱。
So actually, he don't even want to study.
所以他就选择不要念书。
But he tell his parent, I'm very busy here.
但是他却告诉他的父母，我在这里很忙。
Keep sending tuition money to me, I need money.
你们多送一点钱过来，因为我需要钱。
For 4 years,
所以过了四年。
He didn't even go to school.
他没有去上学。
But his parents keep sending him money.
但是他爸爸妈妈却不断的来送学费给他。
He must be a very smart boy. How to get his parents around? How to fool them around? Keep sending money, right?
我们可能会想说他一定很聪明，怎么样有办法这样子不断的叫他的父母亲一直送钱给他。
And the parent, I don't know what happened to them, but they just keep sending money without noticing the problem.
那我也不知道说他的爸爸妈妈怎么会这样子，就不断的寄钱给他，却不知道他有问题。
This young man live a life of just like any.Yeah, Westerner, young people in the world.
那这个年轻人，他就过着一个这种西方社会年轻人的生活。
He tried almost everything.
他尝试过任何一种事情。
After 4 years,
那在四年之后
，He concluded that actually, life in sin, life in this world cannot make me happy.
他得到一个结论，就是 在这个罪恶当中的生活，在这个世界上的生活，没有办法让我
高兴。He didn't know it's a sin, but actually he just no more excitement anymore after doing all this.
啊，他不知道这些是罪恶的事情，但是他觉得说，啊，在这个世界上没有办法什么事情让他开心的事情。
And one day, one of our church member, is his friend, invite him. Why don't you come to our church to take a look?
那有一天，我们教会的朋友就邀请他说，你为什么不来？你要不要来我们教会听听看
？He never come to a church before.
他在那个时候从来没有去过教会。
Because for a young person, church means boring.
因为对一个年轻人来说，教会是非常无聊的。
Church means control or many rules.
我教会或者教会代表就是有很多的规则或者很多束缚的事情。
But it just came.
但是他就来了。
And the first time he listened to the truth.
那第一次他听到这个道理。
He found out that is different.
他发现到说这不一样。
He find out that heard about Jesus.
他听到主耶稣。
But Jesus loved sinners.
主耶稣爱罪人。
Even a person like me.
甚至像我这个人。
He can still accept me.
他还是可以接受我。
So he keep coming to a church.
所以他就不断的来教会。
And then received the Holy Spirit.
后来他得到圣灵。
And then he decided to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他就决定要信主。
And from then on, his life is different.
那从那个时候开始，他的生活就不一样。
He told his parents.
他告诉他的
I've been fooling you around for 4 years. I didn't go to school.
我在这个四年当中都在混，我都没有去上学。
The parents were angry.
这是他们父母非常的生气。
But he told the parents, from now I'm different.
但是他告诉父母说，我现在开始我不一样。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信主耶稣。
The parents even more angry. How can you go to believe in Jesus?
他的父母更生气说，你怎么可以去信耶稣呢
？But the brother prove himself.
但是这个弟兄他却证实他的行为。
From now on, I believe in Jesus. I have goal in my life.
从这个时候，从现在开始，我要信主耶稣。我在我生命当中有一个目标。
I want to remove all the unrighteousness in my heart.
我要把我心里面这些不公义的事情全部拿开。
All the sin,
这些罪恶。
All the shame,
这些羞耻的事。
Because in the past he cannot remove it by himself.
因为在过去他没有办法用自己的力量来把他们拿走。
But now he has the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他现在靠着主耶稣的力量可以。
The blood of Jesus washed his sins away.
因为主耶稣的血已经把他的罪都洗干净。
Holy Spirit is in him.
圣灵在他里面。
So he showed to himself and to his parents that he is different.
所以他能够让他的父母亲看到说他是不一样。
He's go back to school.
他回去念书。
Even though he missed 4 years, but he studied really hard.
虽然他错过四年的时间，但是他在接下来继续的努力。
Finish his high school, finish his university degree.
他把他高中念完，也把大学念完。
And the parents look at him, wow, he's different.
然后他的父母亲看到他说，看到他感觉到他真的改变了。
He's responsible.
他比较有责任感。
And going back to his country, going back to his parents' company to work.
他也回到他父母亲的公司来。来上班。
Even he helped a lot of church work.
他也帮教会做了很多的事情。
Wow, and then he's a newborn person. He's different.
他感觉到是一个重生的人，一个不一样的人。
Why?
为什么
？Because the righteousness of Lord Jesus is in his heart.
因为神的公义在他的心里面。
His kingdom is become God's kingdom.
他的心已经变成神的国了。
So that is the difference that we want to make.
这个就是我们要所要改变的。
Now, brothers and sisters and friends.
各位弟兄姐妹朋友们
If your life right now is not very satisfying,
如果你现在的生活并不是令你很满意
If you're having everything physical, but actually you're not very happy,
如果你物质上拥有很多但是你却没有很高兴
Maybe you are lacking the righteousness of God in your heart,
可能是因为你缺少了神的国神的义
Maybe your lifestyle is not what God wants you to live,
可能是因为你的生活方式并不是神所喜悦
So you have to come back to God.
所以你必须要回到神
正。Make your heart to be God's kingdom.
你要让你的心成为神的国。
Let's turn back to Romans 14:17.
我们再看回来罗马书14章17节。
Romans 14:17.
罗马书十四章十七节。罗马书十四章十七节。十七节，所以论到十四章十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
The second characteristic of God's kingdom is peace.
神的国第二个特质就是和平。
What is peace?
和平是什么
？Peace means two parties is having a very good relationship.
和平就是代表两个人当中 有很好的关系。
For example, when two countries peace, that means there's no issue finding or there's no fighting, there's no war.
举例来说，如果两个国家他们很和平的话，就表示他们没有征战的事情。
If two persons is peace, that means they are very fine, very okay with each other.
如果两个人是当中有和平的话，就表示他们他们在他们的两个人的关系是很好的。
But the opposite can happen.
但是常常这个。相反的事情是发生。
When there's no peace, that means there's some issues are going on. There's some contentious or disputes.
如果没有和平的话，就表示有一些争执的事情。
There must be something happen.
可能有一些事情发生。
You and your friend, maybe you are best friend, but sometimes it turns to enemy.
有的时候，你跟你的朋友本来可能是一个好朋友，但是后来变成仇人。
Maybe husband and wife, they're supposed to be loving each other the most.
可能夫妻之当中，夫妻之间他们本来应该很相爱的。
But suddenly it turns to become enemy. You're fighting every day at home.
但是却突然间常常变得每天都在吵架。
That's you know, whenever you don't have peace, actually you suffer.
那如果你没有平安的话，你其实是在受苦。
Do you know, it takes so much energy, so much bad feeling to hate someone.
你知道，因为要恨一个人是很花力气的。
When you hate someone, actually you suffer the most.
当你恨一个人的时候，其实最受苦的是你。
When you're angry, you suffer so much.
当你很生气的时候，其实受苦的人是你。
Then sometimes you overlook one relationship.
但是有的时候我们却忽略了一个关系。
What is your relationship between you and God?
你和神的关系是怎么样的？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉。
If we are far from God.
如果我们离神很远的话。
We don't have peace with God.
如果我们和神中间没有和平的话。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们来看一下以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
以弗所书第二章十二节。
12 to 15.
十二节到十五节。十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。十五节，而且以自己的身体废掉仇恨，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Here said our relationship with God was very complicated.
这里告诉我们说，我们和神的关系本来是非常的困难的。
Why?
为什么
？Because we have sinned. We have sinned against God.
因为我们有罪，我们得罪了神。
We were far from God's promise. We were far from God's grace.
我们本来在神的恩典上是离神的恩典是非常遥远的。
You know, Adam and Eve were created by God.
我们知道亚当和夏娃被神创造之后
，They were enjoying so much peace.
他们很享受这些平安。
Sometimes I think, what is the best enjoyment in the Garden of Eden?
我有的时候我想说，在这个伊甸园里面最好的享受是什么
？What do you think, brother and sister?
你觉得嘞
？If you ask children, what is the best enjoyment in the Garden of Eden?
如果你问一下这些小孩子在伊甸园里面最好的享受是什么
？Children will answer you, right? Wow, every day you eat free food.
可能小朋友会告诉你说，每天我们都有东西吃。
Wow, just like you go to the supermarket, everything is free, you bring home, right? Nobody charge you.
就好像你去超级市场，所有的东西都是免费的，不用付钱。
And then somebody will say, wow, because no exam. Children say no exam.
有些学生可能会说，在伊甸园里面不用考试。
Always summer.
总是夏天。
I don't have to wear clothes. There will be no winter.
我不需要穿衣服，因为没有冬天。
You know, Canada, our summer is very short, so don't complain. It's too hot. Okay.
我们知道说加拿大的夏天很短，所以不要抱怨说夏天很热。
Few days ago, my neighbor asked me, "Wow, the heat is so much, right?"
几个星期前，我的邻居问我说，这个天气这么热。
I say, "Don't complain. Winter is coming."
我告诉他说，不要抱怨，因为冬天快要来了。
It's better hot than cold. Better hot than cold, right?
热比冷还要好。
But though, what is the best enjoyment of Garden of Eden?
但是在伊甸园里面，什么是最好的享受
？I think it's not the free food.
我想不是这个免费的食物。
I think it's not the weather.
我想不是这个天气。
I think it's the peace.
我想是平安。
Why?
为什么
？You have no worry inside.
因为在你里面没有忧愁。
The Bible recorded Adam and Eve. They were just talking to God face to face every day.
圣经记载说，亚当和夏娃就面对面和神说话。
Just like friend,
就好像朋友一样。
There's nothing to hide.
啊，他没有什么好隐藏的。
When there's no worry, there's no issues, that means you have peace with God.
啊，当你没有忧虑的时候，你没有问题，所以你和神，你跟神之间是有平安的。
But when people commit a sin, there's no peace between us and God.
啊，但是当人犯罪了之后，在人和神中间就没有平安。
We did wrong things and we make God angry.
啊，我们犯错，所以神生气。
And when God punishes us, we are rebellious.
那当神惩罚我们的时候，我们就变成非常的叛逆。
And we don't want to change.
啊，我们不希望改变。
Look at young babies. The more they grow, the less cute they are sometimes.
我们看到这个小朋友，当越他们越长越大，他们就越来越不可爱。
Why?
为什么?
They know how to talk back to you.
啊，因为他们知道开始怎么样反嘴。
They have their own way. I think, I want, I feel.
啊，他们有他们自己的方法，他们都会说我要，我想，我这样子。
There's no peace. There's less and less peace.
啊，所以越来越少的和平。
But when you go back to the Garden of Eden,
但是当你回到伊甸园,
when you have peace with God,
当你和神中间有平安的时候,
wow, every day, your life is so happy.
啊，你的生活每一天都是这么的快乐。
You don't have to worry anything.
你不需要烦恼什么事情。
God will provide.
神会预备。
And then you are so enjoying a relationship with God.
你就会很享受你和神之间的这个关系。
Now, if you look at Garden of Eden,
如果我们再看一看伊甸园。
When Adam and Eve they have peace with God,
在伊甸园里面，当亚当和夏娃和神之间有和平的时候。
The husband and wife they have peace with each other.
他们夫妻之间也有和平。
Adam and wife, before they commit sin, they're very close.
啊，在他们亚当在亚当夏娃犯罪以前，他们非常的亲密。
Wow, Adam know how to talk nice.
啊，亚当知道怎么样和他这妻子说话。
说甜言蜜语啊。
啊，说甜言蜜语。
Wow, and the first time he saw his wife, oh, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
当他第一次看到他的妻子，他说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Now he know how to talk to please his wife.
啊，他知道怎么样。和他的妻子说甜言蜜语。
And the wife must be very happy.
啊，他的妻子一定非常高兴。
The Bible said they are peace, though they are naked, they are not in shame.
啊，圣经描述说他们那个时候有平安，他们虽然赤身露体，但是却不感到羞耻。
Being naked, not only physical.
啊，这个赤身露体并不只是肉体上的说。
But that also means spiritual.
也表示这个属灵上。
This means there's nothing to hide.
表示说没有可以隐藏的。
When a husband and wife is in a good relationship, there's nothing to hide.
啊，当夫妻之间是有一个很好的关系的时候，就没有什么可以隐藏的。
Why do you have to hide?
为什么你需要隐藏事情?
Because you have shame, you have something going wrong.
因为你可能感到有羞耻的地方。
For example, if you're a sister, one day you discover your husband doing computer.
举例来说，如果姐妹你有一天发现你的你的先生在电脑上。
When you come closer, suddenly he changes screen.
当你很靠近的时候，他马上电脑的荧幕就换到另外一个荧幕。
You ask him what are you doing?
你问他说你在做什么、
oh, ？Nothing, just browsing.
他说没有没有，我只是上网看一下。
When he say nothing, there's something.
当他说没有的时候，就表示一定有什么事。
Right? Or maybe sometimes you discover your wife.
或者有的时候你发现你的太太。
Wow, keep changing her password on the cell phone or the email or whatever.
他手机上的密码或者他的电子邮件的密码不断的更改。
Why you have so many passwords?
为什么你有这么多的密码、
nothing, don't worry, nothing is happening.
没有没有，你不用没有，我没有什么事情。
When your spouse says something, not nothing, this means something.
当你的配偶说没有的时候，表示一定有什么事。
If he or she is trying to hide something.
如果他要隐藏什么事情的时候
，Sin always want you to hide something because you feel shameful.
就表示有罪，因为罪总是要你要能够隐藏一些事情，因为那是非常羞耻的。
If you have no sin, why you have to hide?
如果你没有罪的话，为什么你要隐藏呢
？Your email password, you can let your wife know.
你的电子邮件的密码可以让你的太太知道。
Your Facebook password, you can let your husband know.
你的 Facebook 的密码可以让你的先生知道。
Why you have to keep a secret?
为什么你需要隐藏起来呢
？But when there's no peace,
但是当没有平安的时候
，people want to hide.
人就想要隐藏事情。
Nowadays, some families very rare. Some Christian families very rare. Even though they are separate, husband and wife are come, and the husband doesn't know how much money the wife has.And the wife doesn't know how much money the husband has.
有的时候我们会看到说夫妻之间他们个人有个人的银行账号先生不知道
secret account.
他有可能有一个特别的隐藏起来的账号
私房钱
先生不知道太太有多少钱太太不知道先生有多少钱
hiding from each other. But if you look at the perfect situation, if you have perfect peace, there's nothing to hide.
但是我们看到在这个完美的一个完美的人际关系当中，如果没有罪的话，就不需要隐藏什么事。
But why they can have true peace?
为什么他们能够有这样子的平安？
Because you have good relationship with God.
因为他们和神之间有很好的关系。
But on the other way,
但是在另外一方面，
if your relationship with God is in trouble,
如果你和神之间的关系是有问题，
then your relationship with others will start to change.
那你和其他人之间的关系也会开始改变。
After Adam and Eve committed sin,
在亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，
their marriage also changed.
他们的婚姻也开始改变。
It's different than before.
这是和之前不一样。
And after they left Eden, there's no peace.
在他们离开伊甸园之后就没有平安。
Not only physically, they have to work.
不但是肉体上他们需要劳力。
But physically, they are far from, spiritually, they are far from God.
但是属灵上他们也离神很遥远。
Sometimes we have to ask ourselves.
有的时候我们就需要问一问我们自己。
Do we want to have true peace?
我们要不要有真平安呢？
Peace doesn't come with how much more you can make the rest of your life.
这个真平安并不代表你再来可以赚多少钱。
Here in verse 15 tells us.
在这里十五节告诉我们。
Jesus used his own body to remove the enmity and then to reconcile us with God.
主耶稣用自己的身体废掉冤仇，然后让两下合而为一。
And he can reconcile us to have peace.
他借着自己让我们再一次的和神和睦。
If you want to have peace, you must reconcile.
如果你要有和平的话，你就必须要重新的来和睦。
God decided I must reconcile with human being.
神决定说，我就必须要在和人来和睦。
Now God didn't do anything wrong. Remember this, right?
我们要记得说，神并没有做错任何事。
God did nothing wrong.
神没有做错任何一个事。
He created us right.
他把我们他创造人是好的。
He gave us everything right.
他也把凡事都赏赐给人。
He loved us so much.
他很爱人。
It is human being who disappointed him.
而是人让神来失望。
It is us who betray him.
是人来背叛了神。
God is the victim.
神是这个受难者。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
But God decided I have to reconcile this relationship.
但是神却决定说我要来和人和睦。
Even though it's not I make the mistake,
虽然不是我做错了事，
but I love humans so much.
但是我爱人。
So I make one step further to reconcile the relationship.
所以我就踏出这一步来和人和睦。
And how can he reconcile his relationship with us?
那他怎么和人和睦呢？
By dying for us.
他就是要为人受死。
By dying on the cross.
借着为人在十字架上受死。
And because he's willing to do that.
因为他愿意这样子做。
And because of his blood.
因为他的血，
our relationship with him will reconcile.
我们和他之间的关系又和睦了。
We can once again be peace with him.
我们再一次的能够来和他之间能够有这个和平。
We can be one again.
我们能够再合而为一。
Now this is a perfect example.
这是一个最好的例子。
Hatred cannot solve hatred.
这个恨不能够解决恨。
Hatred cannot remove hatred.
恨不能够挪开恨。
What can remove hatred?
什么样能够挪开恨呢？
Love can remove hatred.
爱能够挪掉恨。
So if we are not living in peace,
所以如果我们没有住在平安当中，
maybe the people at work in your family, you don't feel peaceful with them.
可能在你的家中或在你的工作上，你可能会有一些不和睦的事情。
Maybe something you cannot forgive, you cannot let go.
可能有一些事情是你不能够赦免，你没有办法放掉的事。
You still hate a person so much.
你可能很恨一个人。
Learn from God.
但是你要
How His kingdom? What is His kingdom?
但是你要从神那里来学习他的国是什么。
His kingdom is peace.
他的国就是和平。
Because He's willing to step one step forward to reconcile.
因为他愿意再踏出那一步来和人和睦。
So if you follow His kingdom,
所以你跟着他的国的话，
you learn from Him how He reconciles.
你就会向他学习怎么样的和人和睦。
Every day think about the cross.
每一天我们都要想一想这个十字架。
There's nothing that I cannot let go.
所以我们就会想到说，没有一件事情是我不能够放掉的。
This is the kingdom of God.
这个就是神的国。
So if you want to have true peace,
所以如果你要有真平安的话，
you have to believe in Jesus.
你就必须要相信神。
And not only believe in Him,
不但是相信他，
you have to learn how He reconciles.
你也需要向他学习怎么样和人和睦。
reconcile is the key word. 怎么和好,
这个和好就是一个重点。
If you do not reconcile, there's no peace.
如果你没有办法和人和好的话，就没有平安。
You suffer.
你就会受苦。
Thirdly,
第三。
Let's turn back to Romans 14.
我们再看回来罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
罗马书十四章。
17.
十七节。
Romans 14:17.
罗马书十四章十七节。因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
The third characteristic of the kingdom of God is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里记载神的国第三个特质就是圣灵中的喜乐。
If you have God's kingdom in your heart,
如果你有神的国在你的心里
，you'll be always joyful.
你就总是会非常的喜乐。
What is the difference between joy and happiness?
喜乐跟快乐有什么不一样
？People in this world pursue happiness.
在这个世界上，大家都追求快乐。
Happy means you feel good.
快乐表示说你感觉非常好。
But happiness comes from outside.
但是这些快乐是从外在来的。
You bought something new, while you feel happy.
你可能买一个新东西，你觉得很快乐。
You buy a new house, you're happy for a few months.
你买一个新房子，你可能会几个月感觉非常的快乐。
You buy a new clothes, you're happy for a few weeks.
你可能买一件新衣服，你几个星期感觉很快乐。
But after a while, new clothes become old clothes, new house become old house.
但是过了一段时间，新衣服变成旧衣服，新房子变成旧房子。
And then the joy, the happiness disappear.
然后你这个快乐就不见了。
When you have money.
当你有钱的时候
when you're very poor, of course, when you become having some money, you become very happy.
当你很贫穷，从贫穷变成有钱，你会觉得快乐。
But when you are already having everything,
但是当你已经拥有所有的
and then you're having, you want to earn more money, that happiness they can give you is very marginal.
那你如果要再赚更多的钱，你所得到的快乐就是不是这么的多。
And when sometimes this outside thing is taken away from us.
那有的时候，当我们这些外在的东西都被拿开了
，Suddenly your happiness go away.
可能突然间你就感觉到没有快乐。
For example,
举例来说
，Beginning of the year, China stock market is rocketing.
在这个年初的时候，我们看到这个中国大陆的这个股票市场非常的一直往上升。
Wow, everybody buying they earn big money.
每一个买股票的人都赚很多的钱。
Everyone look at the box or the index. You look at the smiling face with the index, right?
你每天看这个股票的价值，你都非常的高兴。
But last month,
但是上个月
，within one day, 8% disappear.
一天就降了8%。
Look at the newspaper, all the mama, all the auntie, all the people in the stock market. Look at the face taking picture. Wow, everybody is so worried.
我们看报纸的时候会看到这些照片，这些股票买股票的人，他们脸非常的非常的伤心。
Why?
为什么
？This is called happiness.
这个就是快乐。
It's come quick and go quick.
快快的来，也快快的去。
If the outside things disappear, there's no more happiness.
如果外在的东西不见了，就没有快乐。
But God's kingdom can offer you something different.
但是神的国可以带给你不一样。
It's give you joy.
它会带给你喜乐。
Joy is different than happiness.
喜乐跟快乐不一样。
Happiness comes from outside, material.
快乐是从外面的物质而来的
，But joy comes from inside.
但是喜乐是从里面来的。
You doesn't have to have a lot of material.
你并不需要很多外在的物质。
But because you have found your faith.
但是你因为有信仰
，You know your meaning of life.
因为你找到了人生的意义。
Because you are so close to God.
因为你和神这么的亲近。
So that you fill with the Holy Spirit.
所以你被圣灵充满。
And then the more you pray.
在你祷告越多
，the more you get closer to God，
你就越觉得和神越亲近
；the more you are spiritually joyful，
那你就越有这种属灵的喜乐。
Last week I was in the U.S. helping the National Youth Theological Seminar。
上个礼拜我到美国去帮忙那里的青年神学训练班。
There was 100 youth from all over America, Canada, Taiwan, U.K. came to attend.
总共有100个青年，他们从世界各个地方，从美国、加拿大、台湾、英国来参加。
So, the place actually become very crowded when 100 people have to sleep there.
在那个地方有100个人要住在那里，就感觉非常的有点拥挤。
Not only have to say that the student just like sardine, lying on the ground, sleeping bed.
在那里学生需要睡在地上有点拥挤。
Even we preachers, we have to cram in the one room and sleeping in the bunk bed.
甚至在去帮忙的传道都需要大家挤在一个房间里面睡这个上下铺。
And then when the students come there, they were told the policy, no cell phone usage, no internet.
那他们告诉学生说你来这里没有网路，没有 这个手机。
And whole day is learning the class.
啊，你整天要上课，要学习。
Morning is fasting and prayer.
早上是禁食祷告。
And afternoon sometimes they also fast too.
啊，有的时候在下午他们也禁食。
Every day they pray like 2 hours.
他们每天祷告差不多两个小时。
And then you are not allowed to go outside the compound.
而且你也不能够到这个外面去。
Now if you think aboutYou use the description to use as a summer camp to attract people to attend, right?
如果你用这样子的描述，你一个这个夏令营要人来参加的话
，I don't think any outside world the youth will even attend. Even you give them $1,000, they will not come.
我想在对于外面的人来说，没有一个人会想要参加这样子的夏令营。
Because there's no freedom.
因为没有自由。
Because it's so rigid.
因为非常的严格。
But from past 27 years.
但是过去的二十几年来说
，Our youth, for those who selected to go, every year most of them come back and they refer more youth to go.
我们每年去参加的青年，他们选择去参加，隔年又会再决定要回去。
And last Sabbath they were presenting the hymns.
在上个星期他们这个星期安息日的时候，他们就献诗。
I was sitting there.
我就坐在那边。
I look at their face.
我看他们的脸。
Wow, every one of them just like angels, little angels shining.
我看到他们每一个人的脸就好像天使一样发光。
After 1 week of prayer,
在祷告一个礼拜之后
，After 1 week of drawing close to God,
在一个星期的时间当中，他们向神亲近。
The face becomes so joyful.
他们的脸看起来非常的喜乐。
The hymn they sang was so touching.
他们所唱的诗非常的感动人。
Even though people here will be touched to tears,
在人听到了之后都会流眼泪。
Even by now, I think they are offering.Today is also their second day of the last day of the class.
可能他们现在也还在现实，因为他们今天是最后上课的倒数第二天。
This kind of joy you cannot find in the world.
在这样子的喜乐是在这个世界上没有办法找到。
Filled the spirit.
是被圣灵充满的。
Being close to God.
是很与神亲近。
If you can have the kingdom of God in your heart.
如果你能够有神的国在你的心里。
If you ever feel Holy Spirit really touch you.
如果你真的能够感受到神的圣灵感动你。
If you find the truth and it's so joyful.
如果你找到这个真理而感觉非常的喜乐。
That is the kingdom of God in your heart.
这个就是神的国在你的心里。
It's better than going anywhere.
这个是比你去任何一个地方还要更好的。
Why you are here today?
为什么你今天在这边
？Because you want something better.
因为你想要得到更好的。
The world cannot offer you.
你想要得到这个世界没有办法给你的。
Righteousness
就是公义。
Peace
和平。
And the joy of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵中的喜乐。
May the Lord bless us.
愿神祝福。
Sing hymn 514.